love to be hostess. It's a big event.
So when's the big event?
Big event in that room, 15 minutes.
It's gonna be a big event.
Biggest event ever.
The biggest event of your life. We gotta stage some big dramatic event.
And now for our biggest star, it's time for the big reveal.
Live and local, the Rock 104 Morning Crew.
Monday morning. Time to pay for your 2 days of debauchery, you hungover drones.
And welcome, y'all. Good morning. Glad to have you here in the Fortress of Attitude. This is the Morning Crew Radio Show on Rock 104. Today would be Monday. It's the 6th of May. And as always, we're appreciative of you joining us here on Rock 104. You're giving us an ear through the app, stream, or Alexa. Also, thank you so much for doing so. You want to be a part of the Pine Belt's Big Show this morning? You can, as always, at 545-ROCK or 649-ROLL. The texting line also up and running, also at 545-7625. All our area 601. Email address, morningcrew at rock104fm.com. Social media platforms are out there, too. We got a Morning Crew survey that we'll get to that we'll incorporate the Facebook pages. In the meantime, you know what? Might want to allow yourself a few extra minutes if you got to get somewhere here early on this morning because it's a bit foggy once again. Later on, a little bit of sunshine. Megan says expect a high right around 88, but with a 1 in 3 chance of an afternoon shower thunderstorm popping up, it is 67 currently here in Hattiesburg. I'm Tom Colt over there. That's the hardest working man on the radio today, Mr. Flying Brian Hicks.
Hey now.
And by the process of elimination, he's John Lamar.
Yeah.
Welcome to a brand new week.
Yay.
Monday, huh?
Did you guys have a good weekend?
Yes, it was a good weekend.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah.
It sucks to be back here.
Sorry.
Not going to completely disagree with that sentiment.
I rewatched that Stop Making Sense movie from the Talking Heads, people.
Did it make any more sense now?
Yes.
Okay, actually. Very good. Excellent.
Which means it was a failure because it's called Stop Making Sense.
I see.
Well, there you have it. That's an exciting weekend.
I went to a ball game on Saturday.
Had
a live broadcast Saturday morning at the Parish Kubota.
I heard about that.
Yeah. It was a good time. Then went to the ball game after that.
Did they win?
Yes, they won. In fact, Southern Miss swept all three games this weekend over Coastal Carolina.
Well, you said they had to win.
And they did indeed. Although yesterday's kind of, if you're Coastal Carolina, you're really pissed off at your travel plans.
Why? Are they in coach?
No, but remember last week we talked about how the game on Sunday had to be moved up a couple of hours because they're flying back to Conway, South Carolina, or wherever it is they fly into, and then whatever. The game had to be over with by 2:30. No inning could start, no half inning could start after 2:30 because they had to have enough time to get to the airport to catch their plane.
Intriguing.
So they moved the game up to 11 a.m.
That's a tight schedule still.
Then they had a lightning delay.
You got to wait like what? Like an hour after the final lightning strike?
I think it's... Is it 35 or 40 minutes or something like that? Anyway,
within a certain concentric distance of the stadium, there cannot be any lightning strikes within, I think, 35 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's 35 minutes. Anyway, it was a 42-minute delay. So that added in. And then there were a lot of pitching changes. And you could tell that Southern Miss is looking at the clock going, you know what? We're ahead once again now. Because it was back and forth. Southern Miss was ahead. Coastal came back. We'd go ahead. Southern Miss took the lead. Back and forth.
So they just called the game?
Basically, the Golden Eagles got Coastal out in the top of the seventh inning, 6-5, and they're looking up at the clock, and the clock said there's only 30 seconds left until 2:30. It didn't really matter whether Southern Miss bats or not because they're already ahead, kind of like the bottom of the ninth, you know, kind of deal. And they said, ball game.
What is this, basketball?
Did they throw in the towel?
No, they had to. They've already pre-agreed before the started was. We have to be out of here by. We have to complete everything by 2:30 because we've got to get to the airport. I'm guessing New Orleans is where they're flying out of.
Will it go down as a forfeit though?
No. It just goes down as like a shortened ball game.
There's enough innings were played that it counts.
Yeah. They were going to the bottom of the seventh inning, so. Maybe you should have booked a later flight. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway.
Could be worse, though. You could have lost and had to take a Greyhound.
Well, that's the whole thing is, okay, do we just cancel the airplane flight and take a bus, Yellow Dogger, back to South Carolina?
Oh, that's a long trip.
This is a long trip, right? And then yesterday I ran Denise. I made a trip to Buc-ee's. I did a Buc-ee's run yesterday.
I hope you got yourself a brisket taco.
Exactly what I got.
That's funny.
Brisket taco and some beaver tots.
Only about 1,000 options there, and I picked the one thing he actually bought.
but their brisket is so good.
Yeah, it is good.
I usually just get it like a brisket sandwich, but we were there so early that they didn't have the sandwiches. You know, it's still breakfast menu.
How stuff dare they? Disappointed!
The brisket taco was still top shelf, so.
Still never been in one.
Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
I actually don't think you would like it because it is a throng of humanity.
Yeah, that's not my... It's not my jam.
The store itself is phenomenal. Yeah, it's a great place, but everyone knows it.
Here's the thing is, you go early enough, and again, the reason for my trip to Buc-ee's yesterday, Denise, my sister-in-law is having hip replacement surgery this week, and so Denise has gone down to Panama City to kind of help.
Nursemaid.
Yeah, basically, for a week or so after the surgery. So anyhow... So we drove to Buc-ee's, and then they came and picked her up from there. So he only had to drive halfway.
Custody handoff.
Yeah, more or less.
Prisoner transfer.
Kind of like that, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put the bunny back in the box. So we set out at like 5 a.m. yesterday to drive to Buc-ee's. And tell you what, it was a mite foggy. Couldn't even see the battleship when we drove right by it.
Kind of like today.
It was so foggy, almost missed the exit to get off of Buc-ee's.
Oh, that would have been a disaster.
Almost missed the exit.
It's only about four giant signs reminding you it's coming.
But the thing is, you couldn't see anything.
That's fair.
You could not see anything. But, yeah. Bro, if you get there like we were, like by 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, you would enjoy it because it's not crowded. And yet they've got still everything there.
I don't know. I may check it out one day. I don't like a lot of options.
Decision fatigue.
Yes.
It can be a bit overwhelming. I mean, even just the wall of jerky is. I mean, it's daunting.
And you end up spending too much too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you want. Oh, that looks good too. Oh, that looks pretty good. Gotta have me one of those.
Can't pick between these two sandwiches. I'll just get both.
Yeah. Fine. And pretty soon you're $50 in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Buc-ee's, so.
We all know jerky prices are on the rise.
Yeah,
sure.
The jerky economy is, oh, boy, teetering.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, so did you guys had a good weekend?
I did.
Yeah? Anything special?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. How about you, John?
I had some Mexican food for the Cinco de Mayo.
I actually had Mexican food yesterday as well.
I'm trying to think, was it?
I did not. I forgot.
I even cracked open a Corona for
that yesterday?
Yes, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo.
Totally slipped my mind. Didn't have anything Mexicanese. Nothing. Not even a bag of Doritos.
I even did that. I did some Tostitos with some salsa yesterday.
I think it's Mexicanian.
Okay, well, I was 6 of 1.
Mexicanese.
So anything else?
Huh?
Did you do anything else? You were starting in and then you stopped.
Nah, that was pretty much the high point. Mm. I went to church.
Okay.
We live an exciting life.
Lamar County authorities are continuing to investigate an apparent drive-by shooting that happened Saturday night. Sent one person to the hospital with a leg injury.
Come on, man. How lazy can you be?
Yes, that's the problem.
You want them to get out of the car to shoot them?
Well, I don't want people shooting anybody.
Right.
You know?
But drive-by shooting is kind of the couch potato version of shooting.
It's you're not even doing the legwork.
Uh-huh.
It's like...
And generally speaking, someone else is even doing the driving.
Like, if you were to walk up and shoot somebody, I would think less of the person that does the drive-by than somebody that just walks up and shoots somebody.
I see what you're saying. Because they literally did the light work.
Yeah.
Literally.
Hmm. Good to know what your hierarchy is.
But still, don't shoot anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean,
right. Lamar County Sheriff Danny Riegel says that shooting happened around 7:45 Saturday evening on Shears Road. Sheriff Riegel adding that several shell casings were found at the scene. Investigators are looking to get some private security camera footage from the area. At last check, the victim was listed in stable condition at the hospital. So,
see, that's the thing about it, too, is there are so many Ring doorbell cameras and, you know, security cameras and businesses. Why even do stuff like this? You're going to get caught. Like, you're going to get caught.
Yeah, very rarely do you hear of, well, that drive-by shooting from 8 years ago, we still ain't solved that.
Yeah, the day is rapidly approaching where you probably won't get away with anything.
There are still ones that are unsolved from all those years ago, but also back then you didn't have Ring doorbell cameras on about every domicile. Or cameras on the outside of every building.
Yeah, and it makes, like, porch pirates. Why do porch pirates do what they do? They're on camera multiple times.
This is true. This is very true. Prosecutors say a Biloxi City Council member pleaded guilty to federal charges after running a multi-million dollar illegal drug business.
I remember this guy.
Robert Deming III reached a plea agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District on conspiracy charges. Prosecutors say the 47-year-old councilman sold better than $2 million worth of CBD and vape products that contained controlled substances.
So it wasn't even like real drugs.
Well, if you want to go that route, sure. Mr. Deming agreed to forfeit a yellow monster truck with oversized tires and a lift kit and better than $1.9 million.
I didn't see that coming.
But that really comes in handy during campaign season.
Yellow monster truck.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, right.
So was he selling CBD? Because now that's basically over the counter, right? But he was lacing it with other things that were not legal? Right, CBD and vape products that contained controlled substances.
Yes.
Which implies that it's not the CBD that was the issue.
Yeah, there's the other stuff that's in it, probably. Yeah, that's what I get out of that sentence as well. Anyway, speaking of sentences, Mr. Deming III will receive his sentence come August. So there you go.
He already lost his monster truck.
I mean that.
And $1.9 million.
Come on, law. Lighten up.
Oh, God. He sounds like a colorful individual.
Well, you had a yellow monster truck. How much less, more colorful do you get? I mean, right? Saturday was Star Wars Days for those of you who took part in that.
Oh, yeah.
Nonsense. Well,
I didn't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. I didn't celebrate Star Wars Day either.
Well,
so I just dropped the ball left and right.
You really did. Well, this has nothing to do with Star Wars other than if you were served by a droid, would you tip a droid?
What? No. What is a droid going to do
like
with money?
Like a summons?
No, no.
Because I'm not even going to take it.
You've been served.
No. A New York City robot barista is demanding tips.
No, I'm not giving a robot tips.
Jarvis is the name of this barista. Autonomously prepares the drinks. The robot uses a tablet screen to ask for tips, even making eye contact to persuade customers to leave 20%.
It makes sad face.
Customers find the experience entertaining and willingly tip on their orders.
Who does that go to?
Right. Right. It doesn't have to feed its children or pay rent.
Yeah. The robot's not doom scrolling Timu in its off hours.
Hmm. Or is it?
No, it's what would it need, I don't know, a jaunty cap for?
Maybe it wants a jaunty cap.
Robots don't want. They do as they're told.
How do you know?
Oh, God. Okay, Asimov.
Look, wow, that was mean. Language.
he's a Russian.
But yeah, like, I'm not going to tip a real human. So I'm definitely not going to tip a robot.
saw this from AskMen.com, and I found this interesting on different lies parents will tell their kids.
Yeah, because when you first get them, they don't know nothing. You could tell them anything.
Pretty much. Yeah, right.
They trust you.
And so I thought, well, you know what? We'll do a morning crew survey. And I'll get to the survey here in a moment. Here's just very quickly some of the ones that from AskMen.com, what they had on it. It's like drinking coffee will make you short.
I had never heard that.
I had never heard that one either.
You never heard the stunt your growth thing?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Coffee will stunt your growth.
Was it just to keep us from drinking coffee as kids?
Well, I had a lot of tall coffee drinking men in my family. So it's like we're not even gonna toss that out there because
yeah, right.
Clearly it's not right. True.
And right. See, I believed it for a while because my dad doesn't drink coffee, tallest one in the family, and my mom is the shortest one in the family by a mile and drank coffee every morning before work.
Okay.
Checked out.
I heard this one. Eating chocolate causes acne.
I have heard that.
I don't think that's untrue.
You'd probably have to eat like a ton of chocolate
you
a
think
day.
So?
Yeah,
for it to have that much of an effect.
It's the hormonal change is the biggest thing to making be predisposition towards oily skin. There are some things. There's some fatty foods in chocolate included that will. Help the production of that, but it's probably not. It doesn't help.
So it's not a lie, then.
Well, it's not, but it's never been proven. It's okay, never been scientifically enough. Proven. If you sneeze with your eyes open, they'll fall out.
They will.
You ever try keeping your eyes open when you
it's
sneeze?
Damn near impossible,
it's
is it not?
Pretty hard.
Yeah.
It just pops right out.
If you swallow chewing gum, it'll stay in your stomach for 7 years.
It's not 7 years, but it does digest differently.
It cannot be digested. The idea that it'd stick in your stomach is, well, it's rather misguided. It will pass through your digestive tract eventually.
Unless
it gets hung up.
Mm-hmm. Cracking your knuckles will give you arthritis.
I think that's true.
I can assure you that's not a lie.
Although, it says, but though all the studies that have been done on knuckle cracking, none of them have found an increased tendency toward arthritis. Just says.
Once again, I think it's one of those it don't help situations.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Carrots can help you see in the dark.
That's awesome. If they'd have told me that, I'd have ate carrots as a kid.
Night vision carrots.
Yeah.
They told me that as a kid.
Well, yeah, they'd say it's good for your eyesight.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, but they didn't tell me I have superpowers.
Again, carrots get their color from beta carotene, which is useful for creating vitamin A, which helps with eyesight. The myth itself stems from World War II, when successful British fighter pilots attributed their success in nighttime dogfights to eating carrots.
Just trying to sell more carrots.
It's probably because that's all they had to eat.
No, here's the thing is, this was actually misinformation. They actually did that to hide from the Germans the fact that British had devised a fully functioning radar system.
Oh, I see. So, in other words, during World War II, the British version of being in a Wheaties box was killing Nazis.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the British pilots, how are you guys so good? Well, we...
It's the carrots, mate!
Ain't lost the carrots! Well, anyway, there's a few of them for you. Shall we go to did your parents ever tell you any lies, or did you ever use any lies as a parent? John, the former for you, not the latter, but
I'm trying to think. My parents are pretty straightforward with me. I was pretty straightforward with my kid too.
I know mine did do the eating the carrot thing. Also, don't cross your eyes because they'll get stuck.
Yeah, I did hear that one. Usually from teachers, though.
Let's see. You know what? I asked a lot of questions of how things work when I was a kid.
No.
I know. And every so often, either my parent probably didn't know the specific, you know, explanation, or they were just tired of answering the questions. And so for a long time, like a full 2 years, I thought that the electronic thermometer in our house was run by tiny men inside of it.
Ha 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 ha.
I mean, that could be anything, right? Mm. The radio's got tiny little men in it.
Well, and see, I think the reason I believed it is because they didn't use that excuse for everything.
Oh,
like,
okay,
I was like, how's the thermometer work? He's like, there's a little man in there. I'm like, are you kidding? What? You've never told me that about anything in the house. So I believed it for a bit.
Okay,
a bit.
All right. Esther said
he was 18.
I know. Graduated from high school the next week. Esther said the phrase, we'll see. Mom always told me that, told me later that she always knew that meant no. We'll see.
See, sometimes we'll see meant yes for me, but not always.
It actually meant we'll see.
It did. Yeah, we'll see how I feel later about it.
David said, I'm not your daddy. Your real one's from Poland.
Oh,
that's a dark joke right there.
Yeah, it's there's a what a dumb Polak joke in there somewhere, right?
Oh, I see.
Probably.
I see.
Yeah.
You know how your dad broke his arm raking leaves?
Mm-mm.
Fell out of the tree.
What? Nathan said, ice cream place? No, we can't go there because it's closed. When it was actually wide open.
Yeah.
Right.
Those people are all mistaken over there.
Robert has an involved one here, but he says, my dad told me if I threw salt on a bird's tail, I could catch it. I spent hours as a kid trying to sneak up on a bird with salt. Years later, in my early 20s, I got to thinking about it, and I realized if I'd actually gotten close enough to put salt on the bird, I probably would have been close enough to catch it anyway. Guess it really wasn't a lie, but...
I remember the Jack Handy bit from Saturday Night Live where he's like, you know, the kids kept bothering the parent wanting to go to Disney World. So finally he loads them all up into the vehicle and they drive to a burned down building. It's like, well, looks like a Disney World burned down, kids. Go back home.
Oh, jeez. It'll put an end to those questions. Man. They don't know what Disney World looks like.
No.
I love this. Mary said, and you know what? My dad used this one on me, too. Mary said, if you swallow a watermelon seed, a watermelon will grow in your stomach.
Classic. Yep, I got that one, too.
I tried to grow watermelons in me, and it never worked.
Mm-hmm. Greg said, having the light on inside a car is a felony.
Yep. I heard that one. They I heard can pull you can get, us over and arrest us.
I heard you can get pulled over.
I don't think they can. I mean,
What would be the law?
That you can't...
Distracted driving,
yeah,
perhaps?
It impairs your vision. It impairs your vision at night.
Okay. You're going to have to prove that it impairs my vision, then. Closing my eyes also impairs my vision.
I'm not sure what we're talking about anymore.
Robert said, the old, this whooping's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me.
Jeez.
Oh, actually, the other way around.
Yeah, the other way around.
I backwards,
yeah.
Didn't I? This whooping's going to hurt me a lot more than it's going to hurt you.
No,
that was BS.
No, it's not.
You want to bet?
Dwight said, Daddy told me that eating greens would make my little Dwight grow. He was wrong.
Supremely awkward.
Kim says, uncomfortable. Parents told her, I don't have the money.
She had the money.
Yeah, I had the money. And finally, my favorite one is from Amanda, who wrote in and said, I'm a boy mom, so I always told my boys that if they play with it, it'll fall off and they would be girls.
That one I heard daily.
This is, was it National Hurricane Awareness Week?
Oh, indeed it is. I'm very aware.
Hurricane season starts on June the 1st.
Yep. We got a month before it all goes to hell. Isn't that right? A month? May, March, April, May. June. Yeah.
Got about 3 weeks.
Yeah. About 26 days, 24 days.
So
25 days.
I'm going to be on vacation 1 week into hurricane season.
Generally speaking, we don't get a lot of hurricanes like the first couple of weeks, even the first couple of months.
You don't know, man. The sun monster is messing with our weather, and we're just going to be inundated. Just constant hurricanes.
Okay. Well, Chris, Kirk, and Sarah are among the few names that may be used in the Atlantic hurricane season. Along with names that have never been used before, the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season is predicted to be one of the most active on record, with experts forecasting 20 to 25 named storms. With so many storms likely this year, a bevy of names will be used, including a few that may have never been used before. You remember a few years ago when we ran out of names, they started going like the Greek alphabet?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore. They actually have an auxiliary list that they'll dip into.
Right, because we've already used the Greek names on some. They've been retired, right?
See, I don't know. I think some of them have now.
Intriguing.
Anyway, the National Hurricane Center has been naming tropical systems since 1953. They use a rotating list to identify storms. I think they rotate every 6 years. I think that's right.
And like, what is it? Four or above may get retired?
Four or above. It depends on where they hit. Although I think you're right. I think if you're a Category 4, even if you don't hit anything, you may get your name retired.
Like, there will never be another Katrina.
Well, Katrina made landfall. Technically, it was a 3.
But because of the damage inflicted, there's not going to be another
and
Katrina.
And the deaths involved.
Talking about it like it's an NBA player's career.
No. Again, if a tropical storm or hurricane causes
number up
extensive damage or a significant loss of life, the name is retired. There are 21 names on the list each year, despite there being 26 letters of the alphabet. Q, U, X, Y, and Z are all skipped.
Why?
Because there's just not enough names, I guess.
Just pick names from TV and movies. Mm. You know, Hurricane Cubert.
Yeah, Unicron.
Quincy.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, with a supercharged hurricane season in the forecast, it's possible that every name on the list is used in 2024 and then some. This year's list is very similar to the list from 2018. Again, it may rotate about every 6 years. There are some notable exceptions. Francine and Milton are our new names this year.
Milton.
Replacing Florence and Michael, which were retired following the 2018 season. Michael was the one that hit Panama City.
Oh, yes.
My wife rode through that Category 5 storm.
So is the first name on the list Alf?
No, it is not. I thought I had the whole list pulled up here, but I don't.
For years, I've hoped for Hurricane Alf.
Alejandro.
Let me get it for you real quick.
Because it rotates. Like if the A is a boy name, then B is going to be a girl's name.
Okay, so
which seems kind of insensitive now. I think we need more gender fluid names. Like boy name, girl name, gender fluid name.
All right,
Sam.
Joe. We start with a boy name this year. Who said Alberto?
No, I said Alf.
Oh, I said Alejandro.
Alejandro. Okay. Alberto is the first name.
I was closer.
Then Burl.
Burl?
Hurricane Burl?
Or Beryl. B-E-R-Y-L.
Oh, that's Beryl.
Beryl?
Yeah, that's Beryl. Burl is B-U-R-L.
Yeah, like Ives is what I was thinking.
But Beryl, that's a name.
It's a female name. Then Chris, then Debbie, Ernesto, Francine, Gordon, Helene, Isaac, Joyce, Kirk, Leslie, Milton, Nadine, Oscar, Patty, Raphael. We've got to have a Donatello in there too somewhere, right?
Not this year.
Sarah, Tony, Valerie, and William. So there you go.
All right. Who you got? Who's going to kill the most people this year?
Oh, jeez. Well, it's going to take a while to get there, but I'm holding on for Oscar.
Oscar's going to be the one that's going to be the big death bell.
He's a grouch.
Okay.
I think we ought to watch out for Burl. Because, I mean.
Second one out of. You know what? The first few ones usually, they just. Because the water isn't warm enough, they form and then they just kind of.
Forgive me, but Beryl does not strike me as a particularly feminine name.
No, not really.
Right? It actually sounds insulting.
That's the name that's out there.
Little butterball. We're going to call you Beryl.
Be staring right down the barrel.
Quite possibly so. Well, anyway, there you go. There's your names. And again, the hurricane season officially starts on, it says Saturday the 1st, but is Saturday actually the 1st?
I thought hurricane season was over.
Actually, it's...
I gotta say it every year.
Naturally.
Isn't that the first is actually on a Friday this year, is it not?
Hey, what was the name that was like Helene or something?
Helene, yes.
How do you spell that?
With an E on the end of Helen?
Helene?
Wouldn't that how you pronounce that?
I guess so.
Helene.
That seems unnecessary.
Why?
You just added an E.
Yeah, just why not go with Helen?
Hurricane Helen's got a great ring to it. Hurricane Helene doesn't.
I wonder if there's already been a Hurricane Helen.
Maybe so. I had to retire. Let's just slap an E on it.
I think she works down at the curb store. Busy woman.
So you're going with Oscar and Brian's going with Burl. Barrel. Whatever.
See, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Hurricane Barrel.
That's going to be the one that wipes Haiti right off the map, probably.
Good. We were all thinking it.
From around the world,
Budapest,
around the country, around your block, and up your alley.
These are the stories that, for whatever reason, tend not to make it onto the airwaves elsewhere, onto the headlines of your local newspaper, or onto the broadcast of our local television newscast. It's called the News Not Making the News. And how do we feel about vodka?
I don't like it straight.
Okay.
You got to mix it
with something. Mix it with something.
Pretty Russian to just, yeah.
Well, a newly launched vodka called Shooting Star Vodka contains a meteorite from 1977. The vodka is made in France in the Burgundy region.
Oh, so this is good for you. Minerals and stuff.
It has a distinctive taste and texture. Only 4,806 bottles were made. Priced between $180 and $200 and available for purchase.
Put a little rock in the bottle?
I don't know whether they probably, you think they ground it up really?
Probably sanded it down.
Ooh,
yeah.
That is terrible for your teeth.
Uber fine?
I'm picturing like a little chunk in the bottom. You know?
Like the worm in tequila.
Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps.
Don't drink the meteorite.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, after a whole bottle of vodka, you'd be unable to tell whether or not you did.
See, that's the whole thing with the worm in tequila. It's if you drink that, it's not going to kill you. You eat space rock. Who knows?
May get hung up in you.
I'm not right.
Or it'd be one of those Cloverfield situations where it explodes out of you after a while. You just start bleeding from the eyes. I don't think they should be allowed to make this. You are messing with forces you do not understand. Let's see. We're going to Oklahoma for this next story.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, I hear.
Yes, and apparently they have a giraffe. Oklahoma... I know. I'm not sure if it's native, but an Oklahoma chiropractor recently treated a giraffe named Jerry.
Jerry the giraffe.
Jerry the giraffe needed an adjustment, had a chewing problem. And you know how giraffes love to chew.
Oh, that's basically all they do.
Yeah, it's like their main jam. Well, Jerry was having trouble chewing, so they brought in a fellow, Dr. Joran Whitley. I think that's a fellow.
I would say so.
Yeah, so, you know, he got up there, I'm assuming on like a really tall step stool. You know, made the giraffe feel comfortable. He said, you know, deep breath, deep breath, deep breath, and then yanked its head off.
What?
That's what a chiropractor does.
That's really what it looks like every time. Jerry's owner says that his chewing has improved, so, you know, you can't argue with results. Dr. Whitley also specializes in treating lions and chickens.
It's an odd combination of patients.
Yeah, what is a chicken going to do to tell you that it needs a chiropractic adjustment?
And I'm going to call it.
They're built differently.
I'm just not really wanting to go into the same cage with a lion to do some sort of chiropractic maneuver on it.
Yeah, right. Just start cracking the neck of a killing machine. See how that goes for you.
No, thank you.
You think they tranquilize it?
One would hope. I mean.
No, it just walks in. The soothing music will do the trick. I would love to know how one falls into this particular specialization.
Veterinary chiropractor.
Yeah, it's like a big game veterinary chiropractor that also does chickens on the side.
And why isn't this on Animal Planet? It needs to be a show on Animal Planet.
Surely it is.
It has to be.
He's probably been a guest on some show because this is too weird to just leave on the shelf. Anyway, Dr. Joran Whitley doing the Lord's work. What you got?
Well, we're going to keep it in the animal kingdom. We got an unsolved mystery for you as well.
Oh, do you need the music?
Yeah, I guess so. We can do that.
All right, let me forget what page that's on here.
Because sometimes they had, you know, it wasn't all spooky stuff on there and crime. Sometimes you just had people missing.
Oh, I know where it is. Hang on. We just don't use it as much as we used to back in the day.
No.
All right. Here we go.
Pennsylvania man Joey Henning has lost his emotional support alligator while on vacation in Georgia.
That was a mouthful of a story right there in that one sentence.
Henny says the animal has helped him with depression over the last decade. And photos show that you can often see Wally being hugged like a teddy bear.
That.
Unfortunately, Wally somehow got free from his enclosure in Brunswick, Georgia on April 21st. Henny fears someone stole Wally. Now he's pleading for public help.
Don't think it's just the alligator to decide to just do walkabout.
I mean,
had enough of this hugging crap. I'm getting out of here.
Saw a bird and got hungry.
They can climb fences, you know.
No, they can do that.
We need all the help we can to bring my baby back.
Henny said in a recent TikTok. Wally reached internet fame when he was denied entry recently to a Philadelphia Phillies game.
I remember that.
I remember that story.
Yeah. We all know him. We've all seen him. So keep an eye out.
Wally.
We know what he looks like.
Yeah, I think they just probably call him Wally Gator. Huh.
That's him.
Didn't know you could have gators in Pennsylvania. It gets cold up there. I might run away too if I were a reptile.
You think he wouldn't make it far. It's so, like, it's chilly.
Well, he's down in Georgia, so he took the vacation as a chance to lamb it.
I guess so, yeah.
This close to Florida, might as well make a beeline for it while I got. While I got the opportunity. Who knows when we'll pass this way again. We've only got two more trips to give away to the Holiday Inn Resort, Panama City Beach. Two more escapes to paradise.
Yeah, yeah, that number's about to get a little smaller.
So this, by the process of elimination, means that this is the last week for you to qualify.
Yes.
This time next week, we will be drawing for the last prize, so the last getaway. So, that being said, without any further ado, you've got Big Head over there.
And he didn't knock it off the console like he did last week.
The day is young.
He's over there doing a hula dance kind of thing. It's just a matter of time before he actually knocks that hat off onto the floor.
All right, I got it.
Okay. So you're going to draw one name.
See him. Shaking him up.
All right.
All right.
So this is 3 days, 2 nights, Holiday Inn Resort, Panama City Beach.
Make sure there's nothing little stuck under there or anything.
Okay.
He's got his eyes closed.
My eyes are closed. They're closed.
Okay. All right. All right.
Can you confirm I have one piece of paper?
It looks that way.
It looks like one piece of paper. Yeah.
This is our winner for today.
Right. Next to last winner ever.
At least for this go around.
Trip
number five, yes. All right.
Our winner is a lady.
Oh, how about that?
Mm.
She hails from Laurel.
No way.
Yes way.
Mm.
In fact, the first four letters of her name and the first four letters of the town of Laurel are the same. Laura Lyons of Laurel.
Okay. What's her name?
Laura Lyons of Laurel.
Lyons. Wow.
Laurel's Laura Lyons.
Good Lord Almighty.
What?
Can we just call her Betty for a change here? Just to make it so it's not so hard to say?
I don't think she'd appreciate that, but it's your show.
We'll call her Laurel Lyons. How about we just change the name of the city that she's from?
Let's call her Double L.
Well, actually, she's the Double L from the L-Town.
Yeah.
Double L from L-Town. All right.
Okay. Congrats, Laura.
Laura, very good. Yes, congratulations. Enjoy your 3-day, 2-night accommodations at the Holiday Inn Resort on Panama City Beach, where every room has a view of the Gulf. Or as Boomy Voice Guy says, golf. Why, they do have a golf course there. It's not on that property per se, but anyway.
He had an off day.
Maybe so. Anyway, Laura, congratulations. And everybody else, if you're already qualified, fantastic. Big Hat's still sitting right there. Got all the names in it. This time next week, we will draw another name. If you don't have your name in it, you have precious few opportunities left to get your name in that Big Hat. Best of luck.
Yeah.
And again, congratulations, Laura, from Rock 104. Hattiesburg Police, along with members of the Mississippi Bureau of Narcotics, the DEA, and High Intensity Drug Trafficking Areas Task Force, the HIDTATF.
HIDTATF.
It's a bit of a lengthy name, but okay. They all got together and had them some punch and pie and executed a search warrant last week, which led to the arrest of a Hub City man who is wanted on felony drug charges. Gregory Fluker was taken into custody at a residence on Grace Avenue, booked into the Forest County Jail.
Almost sounds like you need to hear a horse whinny when you say his name.
Gregory Fluker! So he was allegedly trafficking a whole bunch of drugs, huh?
Yes. He'd come on the radar of numerous agencies.
No kidding.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of investigations, the MBI is continuing their investigation into an officer-involved shooting in Ridgeland that happened on Friday. Officials say Ridgeland police were responding to a call of for service near Williams Boulevard. I love the law enforcement speak in this stuff, the report, the way it's written. Upon arrival, the subject discharged the weapon at the officers. Cops got there, guy shot at him. They returned fire, hit him once, at least, and they took him to the hospital. No officers were hurt, at least seriously.
Well, there you go.
So,
dodged a bullet.
No, why would you shoot at police? They have armor and they practice.
Yes.
You have neither.
You're going to run out of ammo before they do.
And guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. You, generally speaking, they can call in reinforcements. Good luck with that.
Yeah, and the more you hurt them, the more reinforcements they're going to call. Like, there's not a version where you win after you shoot at a policeman.
There's really not a version you win at all, generally speaking.
Well, you could beat whatever you're wanted for in court.
Yeah, okay.
It's physically possible. Yeah. Right? It's conceivable that such a thing could happen. But you have pretty much no chance of a good outcome once you shoot at a police. Why people do it is beyond me.
Because you're going to be, at the very least, even if you were not guilty of the alleged crime that the cops are been called to take you into custody.
Why fight at a cop? Why shoot at a cop? There is no good outcome there. Like, none.
Yeah, that's true.
Come learn with us.
Yeah,
you're right. You think I'd be, discussing something complicated.
Well, here's something that's going to try to maybe uncomplicate your life a little more, John. Maybe because you've got a Google phone over there, right? You got an Android?
Yes, I have an Android.
You might soon have the option to send an audio emoji.
No.
Including poop and a bunch of others. Clapping, laughing,
audio
partying,
of poop.
Crying, drum, poop. The crying emoji plays a trombone. The drum gives you the classic ba-dum-dum.
I like
you
it.
After your, rim shot after you like a dad joke kind of thing.
What's the sound effect of the poop emoji? I hope you're kidding.
I have no idea.
I mean, that's got to be it.
But apparently, no, you won't be able to just spam the call with fart noises or sad trombones. There is a pause period between each use. So you can't call somebody up. You can't text somebody with a... And then text them back and go, womp, 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 womp. And then text them again with a...
Who needs this?
Well, they took the one use that I had away from me. Just sending people doo-doo all day.
That's what you would...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Well, you can do that. It's just there's a pause period between each time you use it.
No, I want it like constant.
There can't be a pause period on different numbers. Like if you text somebody a poop, you could probably text somebody else a poop seconds later.
But you just can't spam one person over and over and over again.
But you could send one to everyone in your phone, group text with just a poop.
We always wondered what it would take to get Brian to reach out to friends and family.
There's a new study out published by the journal called Sleep Health, found that habitual nappers have larger brain volumes.
I think I nap almost every day.
Researchers examined data from some 35,000 participants and found that while brains shrink as we age, those who napped regularly offset this tendency by up to about 6.5 years.
All right.
Yeah.
Get your nap on.
Yeah. And some companies, Nike and Google are a couple of them, actually embrace the midday nap culture, allow employees to take a little siesta.
Yeah, they have those rooms, special nap rooms for full-grown adults at work. I'm sorry. It's just, like, have you seen these things?
Yeah.
It's, they have, like, dim lighting and bean bags, and they look like preschools.
Well, I wouldn't be against it. I'd have trouble. I probably would have trouble falling asleep. I mean, I don't now because we get up like in the middle of the night. But if you were working a 9-to-5 at one of these companies, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 11:30 or whatever time you take your little siesta, I would have a hard time just shutting everything down and taking a nap.
But that's the whole thing is companies like that, the people who get access to the facilities that have nap rooms, they don't have 9-to-5 jobs. That is their way of saying, that's why Google has slides and snacks and nap rooms. That is their way of saying is you need to get as close to living here as possible. You are not working a 9-to-5. You are working until the work is done, and then you're coming back tomorrow. Also, you're going to do some work at home. And why do you think Google pays so well? They'll get 14-hour days out of you for a year straight. Yeah, everyone's like, those jobs are not what you think they are. Like, you know, the Instagram, an average day in the life as a Google employee. They don't tell you the fact that, like, you're not done when you go home. What are you talking about? You have hours of work to do.
You mean kind of like radio?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I know y'all think that we just sit in here for 4 hours and that's our day. I mean, kind of Brian it is, but.
No, there's stuff to be done.
Yes, yes. And my day doesn't end when I go home.
It really doesn't end if you are in charge of planning any radio program. Well, you know what I'm saying? You can't just turn your brain off and it's like, I'm not going to take any of this material of my lived life.
Quite literally, you're basically on call 24/7, 365.
But yeah, those big companies like that, the reason they have all those benefits is, like, you know, it's not a, why do they have a restaurant in the building? Because leaving's not an option. You're supposed to be here working.
Mm-hmm. Once again, kind of like radio.
Bring us food, please.
Have you already bought your Mother's Day gift? I'm not going to ask you. Okay. All right. So she's taken care of.
Yeah.
Do you go beyond just mom? Do you do grandmothers?
I did when I had one living.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah.
But it was usually more sentimental.
It was just a card.
Well, my grandma had everything already. Yeah. She'd been around 90 years.
Well, that's true, too. What do you get the person who's already got everything?
Right? She even had one of those robot jar openers, so I couldn't even do that. Yeah. A little can wrench, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, the jar wrench. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I thought it was actually like an actual...
No, this one is... Like a, it looks like a tennis racket or like a magnifying glass, and you put the squeeze the butt hits.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what happened to it now. We didn't bury it with her.
I took it to my grave. I loved it so much for my little Johnny.
I didn't get to buy it for her. She already had one.
Yeah, she doesn't know that.
I don't know. She was sharp for a long time.
Nana, don't you remember I got you that for Mother's Day? Seems to me that I bought that myself.
Don't you BS a BSer, young man.
But my brain ain't what it used to be.
Well, if you don't have anything for mom or the mother that's in your life, could be your wife, could be a daughter who is a mother, we have the perfect gift prize package for you. But you got to earn it.
This song, this music is ridiculous.
Like the Torgo theme?
It doesn't make any sense.
From Nano's Hands of Fate?
This sounds like the music that plays in your head when you're in trouble with your mom.
Tell you what, you forget mama on Sunday, you'll be in trouble with mama.
That's true.
All right. So we're going to play an audio clip from a famous TV mom. You have to tell us the character's name. Don't tell us the actress's name. Don't tell us the TV show. I mean, you can. But you really need to tell us the character's name. Our numbers are 545-ROCK, 649-ROLL, area code 601-545-7625 or 649-7655. If you're the first person to get this right, you'll get a Rock 104 car tag. But more importantly, you'll be entered into the grand prize drawing, which we're going to do this Friday, which includes a $1,400 diamond cluster necklace from Carter Jewelers of Jackson.
Jackson.
Yes. A Mother's Day bouquet of roses from Sweet Blossoms and Petal, and a $100 gift certificate to Half Shell Oyster House in Hattiesburg. Total value of today's prize package, nearly $1,600.
Yeah, in the ballpark, something like that.
It's close to it. If you had to pay tax on it, you would. Would be $1,600. All right. Yeah. All right, here's the mother that you got to identify. Listen carefully. We may play this for you twice because it's a little tough.
Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that, young man, is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, anyplace, anytime, ever.
Feisty.
Mama copping a toot over here, isn't she? All right, one more time, and then we'll go to the phones. Listen up.
Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that, young man, is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, anyplace, anytime, ever.
Let's see who that is. Rock 104, good morning. Can you name that TV mom?
Claire Huxtable.
Boom!
Yes!
Played by Felicia Rashad, right?
I believe you're correct.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah. Famous TV mom of Bill Cosby.
Pretty much the only part of that show we can still play.
You see, there's a problem with the Cosby show today. It's a controversial program.
Malcolm Jamal Harris has done all right.
You're right.
Who is this?
This is Alex.
Alex, we've got a car tag for you, Rock 104 car tag. But again, more importantly, you're now in the hunt for the grand prize drawing, which we are doing this Friday. There's a very limited number of people who will be qualified for this. Yep. So you get qualified, you got a pretty good chance at winning this whole prize package. So, Alex, you hang on the line. We will get you taken care of, brother. Now, if you do win this, let me ask you, if you do win this thing on Friday, is this for your mama or another mother that's in your life?
Actually, it's probably going to go to my wife.
Okay. Mother's Day. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Cover for the kids' lazy butts.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those pay it forward kind of things. That's a little marker that you just kind of keep in that back pocket that you toss out there somewhere down the road. You remember that year where you didn't have to buy mom anything?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Cashing my shit in.
Well, thanks to everybody who chimed in here this morning. If you took part in our Morning Crew survey on lies that parents tell their kids, called in, texted in, gave us updates on what's going on in your neck of the woods. Maybe you just turn the radio on or listen to the app or stream. By the way, you can do both of which. Or by telling Alexa play Rock 104. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day. Hey, congrats again to Laurel. And Laurel, she's our latest recipient of a 3-day, 2-night getaway, an escape to paradise, if you will, to the Holiday Inn Resort of Panama City Beach. Keep listening. We'll give you plenty more chances to qualify. This is the final week of qualifying, though, so your opportunities to secure your place in Big Hat are beginning to dwindle. So if your name's not in that hat already, time is limited. So good luck on that, and we'll give you more chances throughout the day. In fact, throughout the entire week, as well as chances to qualify for our Mother's Day prize package as well, which we will award on Friday. And a week from today will be the final drawing for the Panama City Beach getaway. So got all that going on. Let's see what else. Oh, tomorrow morning we'll give you a little bit of a preview of the upcoming Rockin' Autism event. Crystal Phillips is scheduled to be back with us. minutes tomorrow morning to share a little bit of the information on that. Also, we'll debut something we're calling Insult Tuesday. You just have to join us in the morning to find out more on that. And do you answer your phone? I mean, most of us, if we at least recognize the number or the caller or the caller ID, we'll answer it. Do you know that, though, there is a segment of our population that even though they have a phone, they never answer, even if they know who's calling them? It's not a catch. It's not a trick question or anything like that. It's an actual thing, and we'll tell you more about that coming up all on Tuesday here with the Pine Belt's Big Show. In the meantime, for Flying Brian Hicks and John Amar, I'm Tom Colt. Grab your kids all up. Give them a big old hug. Tell them how much you love them. If you don't, have yourself a great rest of your Monday. One, because I didn't wish it so. God bless. Stay safe and be well. We'll see you back here in the morning.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
Four Morning Crew.